OFC Podcast Radio.
Welcome to OFC Podcast Radio, where every beat, every word, and every laugh is a celebration of our journey. Join Gina the Great, your joy curator, Farrah Hammond Freeman, the head honcho, and me, Queen Kaya, your soul sister. Stay tuned for a dose of melanated excellence right here on OFC Podcast Radio. But before we do anything else, we're going to bless our show and the kings and queens listening.
Blessed melanated rising, my people. I am so grateful to life, I'm grateful to God, our creator, and I'm grateful to our ancestors. One, for being present here with us. Two, for creating this amazing opportunity for us to be able to get together and to be able to share today. And three, just for making this show as fun and entertaining as it is going to be today. And, you know, every show, every episode, we intend to educate, we intend to entertain, but most importantly, our objective is to empower each and every one of you who are out there. And I just ask that today's show, let it do that as well. As bless everyone, as we send out that spirit of love, light, unity, strength, great health, wealth, peace, and joy. Hotep, amen, ashe, aibobo. Gina the Great, how is life treating you on that side of the world?
You know, life is good because I was definitely on vacation.
Mm-hmm. Talk about it.
It was greatly appreciated, much needed. I have to say, this was one vacation that I left the laptops behind. I was not checking in on work. I didn't even do my budget. I was like, I'm not paying bills. I'm not doing anything. I'm just being on vacation this week. And I mean, obviously I paid them when I got back. You know, normally as soon as the check hits, I'm in my budget spreadsheets and online just doing, like, setting everything up. I'm like, no, you know what? The whole world's going to wait. Mm-hmm. And, it was really, really great. Now, it started off with probably very little sleep. So I had a baby shower in Atlanta. And that was a lot of fun with family that I hadn't seen since like 2019 before the pandemic hit. Actually, this year's been the first time I've been actually back to in the U.S. Since the pandemic.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm. And so this is my Haitian side. So team no sleep side. It was just a whole lot of fun, a whole lot of loudness. So my cousin did this one thing though. He did not have alcohol at the baby shower. And then after that we went to his house and he had it. And I'm no longer a drinker, guys. I'm sorry. I it's official. Like one or two max, but like it usually ends at one. I'm just not. That's not my era.
Did you end up throwing up, Gina? Did you
open? No. I didn't drink.
Oh, at all. You didn't have a vibe to drink. I hear you.
No, yeah. Actually, funny enough, in Atlanta, I didn't drink at all. No, we went to. My mom was like, I want to go to Olive Garden. We went to Olive Garden from when we touched down. But granted, it was very necessary because. With all the, actually, let me take it back. Why is it when we land? So we land on one end of the airport. So I don't know if you've been to Atlanta airport, but that is one gargantuan airport that requires a sky train to get you to certain places and then a train internally to get you from one terminal to the
Wow.
Yeah. So we landed on the international side, which was the first time I landed on that side. And then it was like, oh, well, you have to take the bus to the domestic side. And then you have to take the air train at Sky train. Then take the sky train to where the rental cars are. But we were renting off site. But you have to take the sky train to where the rental cars are. And then take the shuttle to our car rental. Listen. It almost took us as much time to do this and to actually get here. Not to mention that our original flight was a direct flight from Montreal to Atlanta. And then maybe like a week or two after, or no, like 2-3 weeks after we booked, the airline was like, oh, hey, we remove that flight and we put you on this flight, which was like at 9 p.m. I was like, no, because we were supposed to be getting there at noon. They're like, but there are these alternate flights which were not direct. And so we had to connect through Toronto, waking up at 6 o'clock in the morning and connected through Toronto. So it was a very long morning, only to get to the transfer to the vehicle, that to the car rental place. And they're just like, hey, they told us that they don't really have cars right now, and it can take up to like 2 hours before you can get your car.
Is that when you did the
I was like, and you know, because down south they have like they're very kind and it's very smiley and like, hello, good afternoon, ma'am, sir, and da, 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 da. So he's giving us like good service. He's trying to be kind, so he's like kind of smiling. I was like, what? I mean, you're joking, right? He's like, no, ma'am. Like they really said it may not, but it might take 2 hours because basically they had no cars. I was like,
and it's whoever decides to come back. What they're into?
Yeah, and like in my head, I'm kind of like, okay, but what am I supposed to do with that information? Because I already paid for this rental and they have my rental. So now, okay, I'm gonna go to the place, and if it does actually takes me 2 hours or whatever, I was like, I'm gonna wait till they get like they call me to the counter, because when you came in, you have to sign in your name based on like who came in when. And when I go to the counter, I'd find out what I need to find out, how long it would really take, and then how to get reimbursed and book another car. But luckily, by the time I went to the counter, by the time we got there and got to the counter, the car was there. It wasn't even 30 minutes between we had all that. My mom was freaking out, so I had to deal with that. I had to just been like, Mom, you're stressing me. Please stop. And
It was just you and your mom together, or was it like other people too?
no, it was just my mom and I coming from Montreal. The rest of the families were coming from like New York and Florida. So get into that car, and I'm originally, my other cousin was coming from New York. She was supposed to land at 9 a.m. Tell me why she had not landed yet, and it was 12:30.
Damn, where did they go?
She got on the plane. They made them deplane and then get back on the plane, and then they were stuck at the on the tarmac because they went to a gate that had a new bridge that wasn't aligning with the car with the plane. So they had to put all their luggage back in, go back in their seats. Push the train 2 inches, put the train, the plane, push the plane 2 inches, then they could disembark. So by the time we did all that and got the car, I basically was able to pick her up and bring her back to my cousin's. But we basically were just beeline to Olive Garden because mans were hungry, mans had not eaten. We were up since 4, she was up since 3, because we both had 6 o'clock flights. So it was all madness, pure madness.
Nice.
But
So that was how you started your vacation.
that's how it
Okay.
started, right? So like fans were tired, and then like when we got there, they had to prepare food, and I'm all here to help prepare, but I was like, you guys are making griot, turkey neck, oxtail, chicken, and there was something else. Oh, conch, what we call lombi. So conch.
Okay.
I was like, I'm not helping with any of that stuff.
Like, where's the vegetables, man? G? Where's
None
the
of it.
tofu?
Because it's one
God.
thing, like, have I cooked meat for those who around me who eat meat? Yes. But I get that pre-cleaned meat. This was like, this came from the butchers.
Oh, straight from the farm. The blood is still
Yeah.
dripping. The veins are still there. Is that fur
Practically.
still on the
I
goat?
always try to clean the meat and I'm gonna season it. I was like, I'm out. I'm not. You want me to grate some cheese, peel some potatoes? Here for it. But I'm like, I'm not doing that. I can't do that. So anyway, after that, it was just a lot of fun, but a lot of no sleep. And then it was a stark difference on Monday. Went out to Miami, got to see. I went out by Antoine, saw his baby boy, sweetest thing ever. That's my little G right there. I'll probably actually FaceTime them after this. Wait, when we finish recording, might be a little too late, but he'll probably be bedtime. But I'll FaceTime him tomorrow. And that was like, hey, don't even worry about me. Just drop me off at the beach, and while because they were working, I was like, just drop me off at the beach. I will make my ways on doing whatever I need to do, and I'll find my ways for whatever. And it was everything I needed to really like recharge, and I didn't realize how necessary it was until I got there, and that was phenomenal. And I got back yesterday.
Yo, bless, and you're now rebooted, and you're here blessing us with your time and sharing your experiences. We appreciate you so much, Gina. Great.
Thank you kindly. Glad to be here.
Nah.
Yo, check 1, 2. This is Flavor Flavor, Public Enemy. And you're listening to CKUT and the place to be from the bottom to the TOP.
So before I dive into my week, I have a question to ask, because now it's really good to hear your perspective, to hear that you connect with your Haitian side of family in the United States. Mm-hmm. Inquiring minds want to know how they felt about what Trump said about eating cats and dogs.
If I tell you how many times I had to hear that.
No, I'm just, and the thing is, I'm wondering, it's like, for the Haitians out there, like, was it just like, okay, yeah, all right, like, what the deal? Or was it like, oh, wow, disrespect? Or was
no, it like, you know? That's an insult. It's like, what are you talking about?
Oh, okay, it was disrespect. Okay, because I'll tell you, you know, I don't even know why I'm confused. Just because when I'm hearing, like, Haitians on, or not hearing, reading on Facebook, Haitians who are just like, yo, Trump was only talking facts. Like, yo, I'm Haitian, look, I could tell you we be eating cats. And it's like, oh, okay, well then, but then on the
this. I'm so sorry to interrupt. There's a bit of a difference with being in Haiti and surviving and being in the United States. I don't know those Haitians who eat cat and dog. None of my family do. So my side of the family, my Haitian people, which mostly are first generation U.S., none of them eat cat and or dog. However, and comma, here's what I'm going to say from a world perspective. The only reason why they're being upset about or like upset with the fact of saying like, oh, well, they eat cat and dog is that because cats and dogs are domesticated pets here in North America. That's not necessarily the case in many of places around the world, especially the Caribbean, because people may have dogs in their yards and or cats to chase the mice, but these are not like house pets, and you're not forming bonds with these animals. Some people, obviously some people do, some people don't. So at the end of the day, to me, meat is meat for those who eat it.
Right.
If you're going to be high, like, I mean, we've heard our family members be like, yo, if you catch a squirrel, that's protein. You're going to eat that. You know what I mean? Are we doing that in Canada?
Right.
No. We're not doing that in Canada, but have our people done it yet? And actually, matter of fact, in the States, y'all want to talk about that? They love armadillo and squirrel pie in the South. So at the end of the day, like, even if you're saying that people are eating cat and dog, if you eat meat, if the meat tastes good in your mouth, what is the difference between the chicken and the cat and the dog and the cat and the cow and all of that, realistically speaking?
Okay. All right. True. All right. That's a very good contrast, very good perspective. And I think that's what the point is. I know I'm in Trinidad right now and they'd be talking about wild meat. I saw them catch an iguana one time and just, that was it. That became curry iguana. And I was like, whoa, wow. You guys are next level. But hey,
they might not be eating all that dog because them dogs are skinny in Trinidad, boy.
Stop it.
Stop it.
But okay, no. But it's good. Inquiring minds needed to know, just because it was just like, yo, I'd like to me. I took it as an insult. I'm not even Haitian. But then again, I'd like to read the comments. I was like, you know what? Hey, to each your own. Second of all, I'm not even really into politics like that. So really, hey, I'm definitely not going to let this tire drag me to any kind of random rabbit hole.
Is it Amber Rose? What's the name of the girl that used to date Kanye? Is it Amber
Rose? Yeah, that's Amber Rose.
Yeah, she was there. Tom was like, yeah, but what if it is like, it's not even being racist if it's true, blah, blah, blah. Here's a problem. Again, we all know his rhetoric. And at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. His intent in all the things that he, in his intent behind it was to be insulting, period. It wasn't like he was saying, like, hey, you know, they're getting rid of our wild cat problem in whatever state. His intention was to be insulting. And so therefore, regardless of what, it was being insultive. Is that a word?
I'm not sure if insultive is a word, but people know what we mean. But the point is, we have a
insulting, like, not insultive. It's meant to be insulting. Yeah.
Yes. Thanks. Yeah. Yeah. At the end of the day, his part of his platform is divisiveness. It is to really create a kind of pole or opposite, so that, you know, those who are really for him are for him, and those who are like, you know, it makes it really clear, you know. So that's just what it is. That's the game of water politics. But you know, I'll say it here. I say it all the time. Like, for me, it's like basically it's the they're both the same, like, whether it be red or blue, whoever you're really voting for or against. Like, it's all there's one body that controls both sides. So if we really want to take time to argue about really, what party is going to be in control, we're wasting our time. If we're jeopardizing friendships and family relationships and bonds or politics, boy, are we ever missing the mark. So so I'll just leave you guys with that. Continue. Obviously, what happens in politics in the United States does impact us here in Canada. At the same time, what Canada is doing impacts us here in Canada. And at the same time, what we do as individuals impacts us here as individuals. I say at the end of the day, we put our focus into what we have control over, which is ourselves, and focus on empowering ourselves and those around us. And, it is what it is. And go out and vote. Don't get me wrong. Don't take these words that I'm telling you guys. Don't do your duty. Just do your duty. But I'm just saying, don't lose sleep over it and don't lose friends over it. All right. So where am I? I'm in Trinidad. Last week we had the initial. I was blessed to interview WestCan, and I was able to connect with Miss Christine and one of the other amazing participants in the in Belmont Freetown. And actually, so it's a two-part interview. So I did the WestCan, we heard them last week. This week you guys are going to be hearing Miss Christine, and you're going to be hearing the drama director who's going to be blessing us. Guys, I'm here on the ground. My trip to Trinidad wasn't like it was blessed. I can't front. Like, you're really like, we left like usual. Anybody traveling, my word to you and my advice is always put out intention. So night before, I intend to that the travel be a safe travel, get to the airport on time. Put out that energy, put out that vibes. When you get up in the morning, also just reaffirm the affirmation. You already know, reaffirm what you said last night. And that's exactly what I did. Now, Shai and I were definitely also on Team No Sleep because just the type of rock and roll lifestyle we live. We only really did our laundry at 2 a.m.
No.
And then, we only really packed ourselves and the entire family at 6 a.m. So we did sleep about 4 hours just because it was a responsible thing to do. And then we did get up. Well, the alarm went off at 5:30. By 6 o'clock, we're up packing bags, getting things going, getting everybody ready, up at night. I'm doing everything we have to do. Boom, bam, boom, bam. All right, the plan was to be out of the house by noon. We did not get out of the house by noon, but we
What time is your
did.
flight?
My flight was at 11 p.m. Out of Toronto, so we had to leave. So,
Wait, something's right.
yeah, our flight is
We get out of
11
the house by noon, but the flight was at 11?
because we're
You said 11
driving to
p.m. p.m.
Toronto.
Okay, sorry.
Yes. So we're driving to Toronto. So,
Same
yeah,
day? Oh my God.
you never get down energy. No, but it just so happens it wasn't our intention to bring it to the wire like that, but it had to be like that because we had a lot of stuff to do and we put out an intention. So when we put our intention to get there in a certain way, the spirit is going to lead us in that way. Don't ask me how or why it happens like this, but long story short is we ended up actually leaving the city about 3 p.m. getting into Toronto about 9:30 p.m.
Oh no.
Yeah, and board like actually, so we park and fly, right? So we park and fly. Obviously, we get into the parking lot, put out the energy. Gina, can I tell you, we literally parked right in front of the door, like right in front of where we got a cart, walked right over the little crosswalk into the terminal, walked 2 steps. There is Caribbean Airlines. There's no line because obviously we're late. There's no line, but they're just there. They're just, everyone's just kind of chilling. So we come, we have all our carry-ons, we have our bags. Remember, we're traveling heavy. We got our drums, we got our bags, we got everything. Yo, they were so blessed with us, so nice. They checked in our bags, they checked in our drums, the weight was fine. They took all our carry-ons because they're like, hey, you guys look like you carry too much. Because we're a big group, Freeman family, we be rolling deep. So yeah, took all our carry-ons. We strolled in, had time to go to Tim Hortons. We were the last people to get onto the plane, but that was just because I went back for my Tim's. And I'm glad we did because look, we were
Was
hungry,
somebody
Gina.
waiting on you?
No, they weren't waiting on us. That's the thing.
No.
That's the best part. We just were late, but we were last, but not. They weren't waiting. We were literally just the last one to get on. There's no problemo. We get on the plane. Thank God that I brought that bagel, because yo, imagine we're hungry. Because I've never been on a flight that they actually ran out of vegetarian food and only had food for carnivores.
No,
Isn't
but
that disrespectful of it?
no, but that's did you not select your did you not submit your dietary restrictions?
Of course we did, Gina.
So
Great.
they hold on a second. So you selected a vegetarian meal and they didn't bring you your meal first?
Not first. Not at all, actually. So we just
And
we just...
I haven't flown on Caribbean since our last reunion, so I
Okay,
don't know what's popping on that, but every flight that I've been on that serves a meal, I put vegetarian on there, and I like from when you have dietary restrictions, you're the first person to get the meal on the flight.
yo.
They bring it to you, they bring it to you first, and then they do everybody else.
Amen to that. I'll make it a point to actually stress it, because I actually didn't think it would have been an issue. It never usually is an issue. And I'm usually not even really that, into the plain food anyways. In this particular case, obviously, as I just explained to you guys, the day was kind of on a rush. True, we did eat. But that hour, yeah, just having a little something would have been blessed. But I did have the bagel, so amen to that. And I got two bagels, and Zynga had one too, and it was great. And thank God I brought my water, and that was that. So, we had some children on the plane that were doing their thing, in a negative way. When I say doing their thing, and I don't blame the children, blame the parents. But I'm not gonna deep dive on that. To each your own. Everybody has their own parenting style. I'm really happy to say, and people, ever since all my children were little children, babies. No one ever had any problems with our kids on the plane. Like, yeah, just how we got down. You know what I mean? I think one year we were traveling with Huey and his ears. It was just like it was really uncomfortable for him. But we found solutions for that in the for future travel, and done. So that was basically it. We got into Trinidad early morning, like I think it was 4 or 5 a.m. Friday morning. It was late. Like, it's just good being here. It's just good atmosphere. It's just good vibes, just connecting with family here, seeing my dad and whatnot, going down and check the land. So we're here. I'm reporting live from the motherland. Not mother, well, I guess my mother's land. And and having a good time. But so the whole point of me being out here is really, I'm out here on a cultural experience with WestCan Folk Performing Company, as they are here representing for the culture. They are performing with Belmont Freetown. The show is going to be exceptional. Been watching a lot of behind the scenes, watching the clips, the rehearsals, the energy, these youth. It is something that I really look forward just to coming back and sharing more about, sharing whatever clips that we can, and just inspiring our youth out there. Anybody who's interested in getting involved in the culture, if you have a thing for folk. And it's funny, because every time I always thought folk performance, I always thought like slow. You for me, and at least I always picture, when I was younger at least, I used to picture my grandmother in folk. When I think folk, I just think old people take, and boy am I wrong. Because the energy that these folk performers come with, that it's just folk is just another way of saying that they keep it to the root. They keep it
Yeah,
cultural. But
native.
yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? But Lord, it's just like, if we are amazed when we watch natives doing their tribal dances and their things like that, like, more power to us when we're doing our thing, guys. So I am looking forward to even us being able to bring this kind of energy to Montreal. So with that, guys, we're gonna take a pause for the cause. We're gonna be blessed actually a bit later. We have our sister Nadia from Diamant Bleu, the Nadia, who's just gonna pop in with us just to share a little bit about her event she has coming up this weekend. As you guys know, mental health is it's very close to us, very close to our hearts, and it's always something that we will always make time for. So we're having a double today. We're gonna hear the interview with Miss Christine, as well as her drama coordinator, or drama director, I should say. And then we will also be hearing from Nadia from Diamant Bleu. So we got a double today. So guys, sit back, enjoy, as we now take a pause for the cause, and we'll be back. Let's take a quick positive cause just to shout out our homegirls, Kemba and Andrea from Keen Real Estate Group. Whenever you're thinking real estate, whenever you're thinking investments, whenever you're thinking about planning for the long term, think Keen Real Estate Group.
and generating wealth for generations. KeenGroup.ca.
If your goal is to purchase a car and to make the process as simple as possible, just get a car broker, guys. You just get a car broker. Big shout out to our homeboy, Hamsdale Jacques, the owner of HJCourtierAuto.com. That's HJCourtierAuto.com. If you're a small to medium-sized business and you're getting started and you're ready to go to that next level, what do you need? You need a phone line and you need a website. Think mainstream Digicom. They got all your telecommunication needs checked. MainstreamDigicom.com. You're trying to get out on the web. You're trying to understand how to navigate through ads. Check out Java Logics for all your marketing, your digital marketing. Where would we be without Preston? I don't even know. Check out Java Logics. I give thanks to Preston for what he's done for the OFC. The amount of positive reviews we've gotten from all his referrals, we're proud to stand behind his work. Check out javalogics.com. No, it's not just because he's my brother. It's because you can't talk hip-hop in Montreal without saying M-City Solo. Guys, check out his latest project, In My Feels, available on mcitysolo.com. If it's not one of the hardest new EPs to hit Montreal, come and let me know. You already know. It's your boy, Faro, bigging up, mcitysolo.com. Keeping the culture alive. I gotta give thanks to West Can Folk Performing Company. For the last 40 years plus, they've been promoting our culture through song, drum, and dance, educating youth, the children, the seniors. Just check them out, westcanfolk.com.
Girl, what are you cooking?
My curry chicken.
Ooh, you're burning it.
Oh, gosh, it looks so...
It's okay, girl. You need the Curry House. They have the best Caribbean food in town. Two locations in Montreal, West Island and Côte-des-Neiges. For more information, follow Caribbean Curry House, MTL. Don't forget to mention the Empower Hour for your 10% discount.
So, who placed in the order?
Me.
DeVito, WizKid, Burna Boy. Those are just some of the big names that's blessed Montreal thanks to Afrobeats Montreal. Definitely check out Afrobeats MTL for all concerts, show listings, everything that has to do with Afrobeats in the city. Check out Afrobeats MTL. One full circle. We are the Melanated Community Resource Hub and Network. What does that mean? We're here for each other.
Parlay with the people.
All right, people. I'm excited. This is the first for the OFC Podcast Radio. We have the one and only Miss Christine, who is joining us from the beautiful island, and it's not as beautiful as Montreal, nowhere close, the beautiful island of Trinidad. I guess you could say Trinidad and Tobago, but we're talking Trinidad right now. The one and only Miss Christine from Belmont, Freetown. Thank you, Miss Christine, for joining us on air today. How are you doing?
Yeah, we are welcome. I'm doing fine.
Good.
It's
good.
A pleasure. The pleasure is all mine.
Okay, amazing. So now, for those who don't know, can we take a moment just to introduce yourself and to introduce the group Belmont?
My name is Christine Mark. I'm a resident of Belmont, the Belmont community. Mm. I am the leader, the founder, artistic director, the vice president of Belmont Freetown Cultural Arts and Folk Performing Company. Woo! Belmont Freetown came into existence in 1998. We are 26 years of age this year. Mm-hmm. We are into the performing arts. We are into the culture, Trinidad and Tobago traditional culture. We mostly do folk. We learn other genres of dance and music, but we stick to our traditions, which is traditional folk. Dance and traditional folk music, drama, and drumming. We teach five disciplines, music, dance, dramology, drama, and we add a little arts and craft into there, you know, give the children and them something to do, bring out their little skills with their hands and stuff. That's basically it, you know. And the group was founded with the mission to take the young people off the streets. Too much of our youths are on the streets, idle by the street corner, doing nothing. And you see how the world is going today. Yes. So our aim is to take them off the streets, bring them into the performing arts, introduce them to the performing arts, whilst teaching them their history and our heritage.
That is
and
amazing.
Building up their self-esteem, you know, and making them productive individuals within our communities and our country.
I love that. I love that. I love that mystery team. And when I had interviewed Westcan, Shiata even, it's almost, you swear you and her spoke, because she was talking about just how important it is to make sure that our youth have a cultural foundation. So that's really what you guys are installing there in Trinidad. So I commend you guys for that. And I congratulate you guys on the 26 years you guys have been running as well. So now we have this collaboration coming up with Westcan, and right now we're just, sort of, listeners know, this is the beginning of a tour, three-part series, because there's all kind of things we're going to be talking about. But for today, we're going to be addressing the event coming up on the 27th. The next time we connect, we want to talk about the history and how you and Westcan came to connect. But today, yeah, we'll just talk about the event coming up, and when we get you guys back on again next week, we could deep dive a little bit more in terms of how this whole collaboration came to be. So what is the event coming up, and what do we have to expect?
Okay, so the event is on the 27th of September. That is 4 days after our Republic Day celebration. So on the 27th, Friday the 27th of September, Cultural Explosion 4 will be taking place at Queen's Hall. That is right around our beautiful Savannah, Queen's Hall, at 7 p.m. It will be a night, or let me say, an event of culture, talent, skills, art, drama, dance, music, vibrancy, excitement, and color.
Now that
can't miss this show. Trinidad people cannot miss this show. Sorry, the whole of Canada, Montreal was not here to take part in the show and to be at the show.
Well, that's why I'm coming. I'm coming to be the eyes of the city. So I will be there to film, to take pictures, to document it, to share as much as I can. Again, just to ensure that the people understand what it is to see culture presented in that caliber. No, it's amazing to see how they put the culture on a pedestal almost, and the and how much dedication they put in, and the spaces that they create. Like the fact that the show itself is in the Queen's Hall, this is not just a conventional community center. This is just to show like the caliber of how we're presenting the culture. So I commend Trinidad for the way they present the culture and for keeping the heritage alive. It's amazing. If people want more information about Belmont Freetown, where do they go? How do they find you? How do they connect with you guys?
Okay, well, we have flyers out. Mm-hmm. We have posters out. We are on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok.
And is it just at Belmont Freetown they look for?
Yes, Belmont Freetown Cultural Arts and Folk Performing Company with our Westcan International performers on our flyers and stuff. So
yes,
they have all the information is there. Okay, so I have my drama tutor.
Yes.
Right? She now arrives.
Oh, nice.
Now she she's putting out a piece that is giving a lot of history about Belmont. That is the first item. Mm-hmm. So who didn't know about Belmont and didn't know what and who came out of Belmont will know from this piece. I would like you just to talk to her just for 2 minutes.
Yes, please.
Yes, right. Okay.
Thank you.
She is.
Good.
Hello, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing, Queen?
I'm good. Lovely to be here with you.
Good. Thank you for joining us. And so you know, when people come on our podcast, we say Grand Rising.
Okay, all right.
You know, we say that because we're like, yes, we understand it is a good morning, but no one is mourning here. No one has passed away, so we ain't mourning anything. We are celebrating life. We are
it is a grand day. So thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much. Good to be on.
So now, all right. So Miss Christine just alluded a little bit to the piece that you are bringing and the contribution that you're bringing to the presentation. Yeah. So do you want to just introduce yourself a little bit for our listeners and let us know what part you're going to be bringing in?
No problem at all. So I am Taika Phillip. I'm, I think, the newest member of Belmont Freetown paperwork in considered. And I am the drama facilitator for this beautiful 26-year-old group now. I've been working with the juniors and the babies since the start of the year. And from working with them, I decided, you know what, Miss Christine wants to have a dramatic piece done. What is going to be the best way to welcome people to this show that has this amazing showcase of the greatness of Belmont? Mm-hmm. Let's show off a little bit from the start, from jump. So these are the people I have in mind with regards to how great Belmont is. Because if you pay attention to the news and any of the stories coming out of Trinidad, everything is, you know, this is a bad area, this is a hot spot. Nothing good comes from these areas, and they name and they list all these places, and Belmont is usually on that list. And it's one of the things that grinds my gears as an artist and as a professional performer who's been doing this for over 20 years myself. I'm like, nah, this is my opportunity to shine up my community, my neighborhood, and really let people who've never heard about Belmont and the people who have come out of this neighborhood know what we have had and what we have right now, and a friendly reminder for those of us who live in the community of we have great things and we should be proud of these things, whether it's people, whether it's places. And so we've called names, and I think it's so important, you know, you talk about really solidifying and really giving thanks to people who have laid the path for us. So, for example, I mentioned Stokely Carmichael, who renamed himself as Kwame Ture. He was born 4 streets away from where I live. I had to mention him. Yeah, I had to put him in there. You know, one of the arts that came out of Carnival is the Fancy Sailor. You know, have to mention that Belmont is the birthplace of the Fancy Sailor. Mm. It has traveled all over the world, but it come from right here, this small little area in the hills, into the foothills of Port of Spain, you know. So I thought it was really important also for the children, for the juniors of our group, to have this information, because they don't teach this in school.
This is
bonus that they get in. And from them doing it and repeating it, we were in rehearsal the other day, and it was just weren't bringing the lines, and the energy was lackluster. And I was like, Olia, every single line is so powerful. This is who this person is. Just to reiterate, because we mentioned it at the start, but of course it's been 3 months. They've had vacation and back out to school and all these things. It's going to slip their mind. So let's boom. And I'm telling them, and members of the group are telling them, and Marina is like, y'all need to give pressure, and y'all need to powerful with the words and that, you know. And it is something I'm sure all of them will remember as they go through their teens. And really important for us to speak the names of people who are elders in the space, and people who are ancestors. It's very important. This is spiritually led work. Miss Christine always talks about, you know, she loves this group, yes, but she does this under the guidance of a higher being, higher power. It's God guided. So it is my responsibility as somebody who I just come into this drama, but it's my responsibility to take her guidance and the guidance that she is given on the way that she wants to move Belmont Freetown forward. We must call, we must say names, we must give power to what has us here in this moment.
Man, sister, I commend that. Yeah, everything you're saying is giving me goosebumps. I'm excited for what is to come, because what you're doing is installing, again, a foundation in these youth that it's important that they remember that, because if they don't remember where they're coming from, for sure they don't know where they're going. So if they don't know the greatness of what comes from their area, they're only going to see themselves in the way that the news portrays them. So So what you guys are doing in terms of showing them that they're way more than what the media is trying to tell them.
Without a doubt.
You know, it plants that hope in them. It plants that seed in them. I'm really excited. I was already excited to be coming down to participate in the show and to be there.
No, you're getting more vibes.
Now I get more vibes. What do you mean? So now it's really, it just means that much more for me. And this, especially knowing that we have so many youth who are coming from Montreal as well with WestCan to come and participate with you guys as well. For them to get that history and that culture is magical. So again, like I was telling Mr. Steen, this is the first of a series. Over the next couple of weeks, I'm going to be deep diving into the culture. I'm going to be live on the spot with you guys. So I will be doing all kind of filming and taking pictures while we're there. So I know our listeners are looking forward to seeing you guys in costume, seeing the play, seeing the drama. So it is my honor to have you guys today who are joining us on our show. This is the OFC Podcast Radio.
This is Mary J. Blige, and you're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
So now I want to put you, I don't know if I should be putting you or Miss Christine on the spot, because
ask me and let me let you know if I have the hand, Miss Christine, the device.
All right. Because now, as I close out interviews, I like to give our guests an opportunity to leave our listeners with some empowering words. So I don't know who wants to leave our guests with these empowering words. Any words that come to your spirit, any words that come to your heart that you want to leave with our listeners, I invite you.
You can get a two-parter. You can get one from me, and then I'll give Miss Christine so she can also end off with some powerful words. We must always let the others, you know, speak as well, you know? And I want to be very clear with your listeners. There's a difference between olders and elders. Mm. Olders is people who be in their space and don't share and don't give up themselves and they keep it all. And elders share and encourage participation with younger people. So Miss Christine is my elder.
Nice.
Anyway, so I just want to say it's four words. Stand in your power. That's what comes from my heart, and that's what I'm sharing with your listeners. So thank you.
Thank you, Queen. Looking forward to connecting with you again soon.
Looking forward, and handing over to Ms. Christine now.
All right.
Yes, Hamid.
Yes. All right. Ms. Christine, you know, connecting with you and Belmont is always a vibe. It's always an energy. I'm definitely looking forward. We are going to have a time over these next 2 weeks.
Exactly.
So as we're closing out the interview, like I was just saying, I like to have our guests leave our listeners with some words, some empowering words. So would you have some words you'd like to leave with us today?
You know me. I mean, I am all for the higher power. And my strength and my help to really guide this group, because it is not easy to guide and carry an organization of this size, because we have babies from 4 to like 7. We have juniors from like 8 to 13. Then we have the teens from 13 to like 19. And then we have the seniors, right? So we have a lot.
Yes.
So it is not easy. So I get my strength from God.
Mm-hmm.
It's me. We pray before we rehearse. We rehearse. We pray after we rehearse. You know, asking God not just to give me the guidance, but to give all the members and their family for supporting us and sending their loved ones to us to be taught what we have to teach and to guide them in our space while they are away from home. So, listeners, what I do, I always put God first. God first before everything that I do. You know, in the morning when I wake up, I give him all the praise, honor, and glory. During the day, I always call his name. And before I sleep, I thank him for whatever, you know, for his guidance through the day and stuff. So, just let us keep God in our thoughts, because we see how the world is going today. It is not going the way we want. It is not going the way he wants, but he knows it's supposed to go this way. Right. But all in all, as human beings, let us love one another, be kind to one another, be good to one another, helpful, patient, and tolerant. You know, and God will do the rest. God will do
everything. I give thanks. We put God first in everything. Peace and blessings, everybody. Thank you again, Ms. Christine.
You're welcome. We can't wait for you guys. You're welcome.
Guys, this has been another fun, power-packed, spirit-led, spirit-filled interview and opportunity to connect, guys. As you guys already know, this is Parley with the People. I thank you all in terms of listeners for always being here and supporting us as a community. Just continue to encourage us, continue to follow and support Belmont Cricket Town with them on all social media, and stay tuned as we're now taking a pause for the cause, and we'll be back.
So yes, it's Nadia. So the reason we are here is because you have an amazing event coming up, but how we like to get down, and listeners, you guys already know we're going to have Nadia back on. This is like a prelude, but Nadia's doing so many awesome things in the community. I wanted her to come in just to connect with you guys real quick. So Nadia, can you please explain to people a little bit what is DM on Blur, and then let's talk about the event coming up this week.
Sure, no problem. So I have a nonprofit organization. Hi, everybody. My name is Nadia Senecal. I'm the founder of Le Diamant Bleu de Nadia, which my colleague with my co-worker, Jerry Curry. So when we founded Le Diamant Bleu de Nadia, I founded it because it's a nonprofit organization for mental health. I am a single mom of three kids, I wanted to let people know that depression, anxiety, and suicidal does exist in the community, as I am originally from Haiti and Dominican Republic. I use my story as an example to break the silence in the community, especially because sometimes we look at social media, we look at other people, and we think everything is okay, but we go into our own personal battle and we're trying to fight and get better. So I went to seek help, and I use my experience to break the silence in the community. So what I do mental health fair, and I do conference for the entrepreneur conference, for kids conference, for elderly conference, for everyone to get help. As social worker, there's going to be like nurses, there's going to be different people to be there and to support the community, because we tend to keep to ourselves and not to go get help.
Oh, sister, you are hitting it. And again, like we keep saying, like, thank you for being an advocate, because it's like, we can't have enough advocates for mental health, just because we're in a new world. Like, and a lot of people aren't necessarily coping with the changes that we've been experiencing. A lot of people have gone through a lot of things that, you know, like, really we need to be held and supported through this process. So we commend you for doing that. And just, I've been blessed to be able to participate in your past events. They're very well attended. Again, it just shows the need within the community and how much people appreciate what you're doing. And every time, it's a quality event, and it's something that I definitely recommend the community to come out, just to connect, just to be there with other like-minded individuals who want to support each other and to build. So kudos, and I commend you for what you've been doing in the community.
Thank you so much, Farrell, for having me. Mm-hmm. This Saturday, we're having an event where it's the mental health of parents with disabled kids with autism, yes. Mm-hmm. With parents that have kids that have special needs. And we want parents to come and talk about their kids, because it's not easy as a parent to deal with kids that have special needs and to seek help with kids that have special needs. Because as a parent, you have to go as a routine, and your kids needs more attention than a normal child. Mm-hmm. So you have to give twice your energy, even though you're exhausted, to seek and to help your child. Right? And how do you get help with that? So this Saturday on the 28th from 12 to 4, we're having an event where there's going to be people that's going to help, that's going to be talking about autism and TDAH and special needs kids, and where you could get the information. There's going to be social worker, nurses, there's going to be special needs worker, and people that are going to be on spot to help you and to guide you. And we're also going to have this community, the Lions, where they do a lot for the autism. And there's going to be people there, and they're going to support you and guide you to the right for the right information.
That is exceptional. That's what I was going to say, because I do know one of our members is associated with the Lions Club, and they do have their new autism arm. So I strongly recommend. But I know we have some parents out there.
And there's also going to be daycare. There's going to be daycare for the kids. Oh. There's going to be daycare for the kids. There's also going to be like people performing, people that have autism and people that went through some stuff and they still make it in life. So parents, if your child has autism and somebody told you that your child's not going to make it, Don't listen to them because there's people out there that did make it.
Well said. This is awesome. I strongly recommend to the parents out there to connect with you to be able to participate. So the event is this coming Saturday.
Yes.
What time and what is the address?
It's from 11:30 to 4, and the address is 1212 Panay, Rue Panay.
Oh, I'm familiar. Okay, so that's a beautiful location. The bank, you've done something there in the past, haven't
yes,
you?
Last year I did the event of the mental health fair over there.
Beautiful. Yeah, it's a great location. The parking is okay as well. And now something that some of the members asked, now the event itself, is it more of a Francophone event or is it more bilingual? And how is it set up? Just so we know how to prepare. And if it is something where it is more predominantly French, which you could use some help with the translation.
Just to let you know, it's going to be bilingual because I'm going to be the one doing the translation between some of the panels.
Oh, beautiful. Okay, cool. And if ever that is something you need additional support, please don't hesitate to reach out to the OFC. We could always search the network. We do have people who do support with these bilingual events to help with on-site translation, especially something that has to do with mental health, as important as it is. You'd be surprised how many people would come out and even volunteer their time to.
Oh, wow. I would love to.
Okay, so yeah, so that's definitely something we could look into, because again, something like this is just important that everybody be able to be, you know, participate, and let's not let language be a barrier.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this is one of the rules, the goal of the OFC is to be that bridge. And I'm really excited because there's another organization that has been founded specifically to fight, to advocate for that linguistic bridge. So they'll be there to make sure to provide you guys the support that you need. So this is huge. So now, as we're preparing just to close up, the event is decided. Now, I'm in Trinidad, so I won't be able to be there physically, but we do have a lot of members who are looking forward to coming and attending. Mm-hmm. And we'll continue to plug and promote it as it's coming up. Now, what is the best way for people to connect with you, for those who do want to attend, and who want to participate?
They could come, and by the way, they could participate. They could send me a message on WhatsApp. It's more faster for me. And they could also send me a text message to 438-355-2668.
Oh, hold on. Wait. That was too fast. Too fast. You gotta give them a chance. We're taking the numbers out. Everybody get ready to take down the number because you want to be able to participate in this event. It's going to be lit. All right, phone number?
438-355-2668.
There we go, 355-2668. And you're also saying they could send you an email?
Yeah, you could also send me an email to diamantbleu222@gmail.com.
Amazing. And as you guys already know, you can always connect with the OFC and it'll be our pleasure to connect you. Nanda is one of our members. Actually, now as we are developing a partnership, as the mental health is so important to us within the community, we're looking forward to partner with Nadia and collaborating on all her future events. There's some stuff coming up in November, but we're just going to plant the seed, guys, and just know there's going to be great things coming up to support you guys in your health as we move forward. Nadia, I commend you again. Thank you for what you've been doing within the community. Send you all kind of love and light. And now as we get ready to take a pause, actually Gina will be coming in just to close up the rest of the show. So thank you, Nadia, for being present. Any final words that you want to leave with our listeners?
I just want to tell all the parents, sometimes we're ashamed to tell people that our kids have some kind of special need. And what I just want to tell you guys that my son, Nicholas, he's 23 years old now. When he was in elementary school, the teacher told him, because he was a special needs student, he said, "Miss, just to let you know, your son is never going to the university." And I want to use my story because my son right now got recruited, got a full scholarship for the University of Hawaii. And he was always a special needs child. And he's doing very well in university. He's doing very well with football. But guys, before you change your mind, because some teachers will discourage you as a parent, do not, because at the end of the day, I'm a firm believer of God, and I believe that at the end of the day, it's God that has the last word, right? and you guys could fight this. No kid is allowed, like, every kid has a special need. Do not let go their dreams and let them fight for their dream and achieve what their goal, what they want to be. That's all I have to say. Well, and just enjoy.
Well said, Queen. Powerful. That came from the spirit. That came from the heart. We thank you for it. As now we transition. I thank you, Queen.
Thank you.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Actually, it's time to ungrind those gears. Let's get into some interesting facts, tips, and a whole lot of fun with Gina the Great.
What the facts is going on? So today I have, you know, every now and again I do play videos, and I try not to make it my whole segment, but I came across some really interesting stuff this week, and I just kind of curated a few different things, and, you know, I figured I wanted to share. I came across something about Bene, and actually let me just play it, and then in between, because I have two videos on my What the Facts, so I'll play it and then I'll play something else that another scientific fact, if you will, from there.
The Benin Empire was one of the oldest and most highly developed states in West Africa, dating back to the 11th century. The walls of Benin City, originally known as Edo and located in present-day Nigeria, were the world's largest man-made earth structure and an estimated 4 times longer than the Great Wall of China. It took an estimated 150 million hours of digging to construct and are perhaps the largest single archaeological phenomenon on the planet. The Guinness Book of Records described the walls of Benin City and its surrounding kingdom as the world's largest earthworks carried out prior to the mechanical era. Large portions of the walls were destroyed by the British in 1897.
So I found that super interesting. Then I kind of laughed to myself and said, if we just shut down TV and like the internet or whatever for a month, I wonder if our society would just build amazing things.
We'll go back into our genius. I kind of feel like we will.
Yeah, like I think there's a lot of distraction and all that. And like I know myself when I did my social media, I was gonna say purge, but not purge. What did I call that again? I just
like almost a hiatus, your social media.
Yeah, hiatus. Like a little hiatus. Yeah, it was a 40-day, and I just like I took off anything that was social media, and man, like the amount of time that I gained back without realizing how much time I was losing was wild. And so then I had put time restraints on my social media on my phone. So, and I came across this, I'm like, it might be time for a cleanse. That's what it might be time for another social media cleanse, to be honest. Although I do find some interesting stuff that I like to share here. And it is, well, I did the cleanse, and then what I ended up doing was I was unfollowing a lot of pages that weren't bringing me pertinent information to feel positive and to feel motivated. So that did at least change how my social media shows up today, but I found that to be interesting. And that gave me a little correlation because they compared the walls in Benin to the wall of China. And then I came across this little tidbit.
There is something that could settle this debate of where the Chinese come from once and for all. I'm meeting Professor Jin Li, one of China's leading geneticists. Recently, he led a project that set out to prove that the Chinese evolved independently from everyone else, from Homo erectus, here in China.
Before the project started, I was hoping that I could identify or could be able to find the evidence that support independent origin of Chinese in China, because I'm a Chinese, came from China, and through the education process, I always believed that there was something special about Chinese.
He singled out a male genetic marker, which only appeared about 80,000 years ago in Africa. So any man who carries that marker must have recent African ancestors, and can't be descended from the more ancient Asian Homo erectus. Jin took DNA from over 160 ethnic groups around East Asia. Over 12,000 samples.
And so, what did you find?
We did not see any, even one single individual that could be considered as the descendant of the Homo erectus in China. Rather, everybody was a descendant of our ancestors from Africa.
The result couldn't have been any clearer.
How did that make you feel as a Chinese person?
After I saw the evidences that we generate in my laboratory, I think we should all be happy with that, because after all, modern humans from different part of the world are not so different from each other, and we are very close relatives.
That's great, thank you.
Now, you know, excuse the whole 1990s music background that they had on there, but I found it was pretty interesting because, like, as he said, like, from the education that they gave them, it just was about feeling special about, you know, being Chinese. And again, I'm not playing this to be like, you see, we all came from Africa, you know, and just kind of be like, Africa over everything. Because we do know, historically speaking, the world was Pangaea, and it was all one continent. And, you know, and then it spread from there. So it is what it is. But I think ultimately it comes down to that's why you hear conversations of Black Jews. That's why you hear conversations of Black Chinese people, of Black Southern and Northern American people, the Moors who were in Southern in Europe and stuff like that. There's just been different evolutions based on different mixes and different things that happen for what it is. And your beliefs will be your belief, but it all at the end boils down to the fact that we have more in common than we do have uncommon. But the other little tidbit of that is that I shared that clip with my brother and his wife, because his wife is Chinese. And she cracked me up with her response that she was just like, oh no, Isaiah, we can't be married, we're relatives.
That is funny. No, but honestly, I think that is really cool, because it does go, I'm forever saying that we're one people, literally, like we're one, like the human species, we're one being, one type of people, and it's like there's variations, but we're all the same energy, same entity, we just in different casings. So that really does it for sure. I was dying of laughter watching that clip, just because, you know, I could see the man's face. You guys don't see it, but pretty funny. It's pretty disappointed, and that part was pretty funny for me. But also the woman I was like asking the questions, it's like she wasn't reading the room good at all, because her smile was like way too big and his face was way not smiling. So I was like, yo, be catch his vibe, like I sympathize with the man a little bit. A lot for him. But anyways, but no, you know what I mean? So this it's good to know that, yeah, we're all one people.
That's important too, because what was his name? And I read his book, or I was reading Tommy Davidson. So Tommy Davidson, the actor, I want to say he started off in Living Color. But he was adopted when he was younger, and he was adopted into a white family, and he said it very interestingly. That he didn't realize he was Black he didn't realize that his brothers and sisters were white, because he just looked at it like, you know how dogs will have a litter and they all come different colors? He just figured he came out brown and the others came out, you know.
Wow, that's a beige. Very interesting perspective. Yeah.
And to that point, like, yeah, dogs are a good example, or just animals period are a good example, that they don't always come out with the same shape, stripes, dots, color as, you know, the mother and or the father. Right. So, you know, we are a human race and we come in different shape and form, just like everything in nature. So that was my what the facts for today. Normally I have a motivational quote or something that, you know, I want to share that you guys can take with a mantra or whatnot. But in this case, I came across a song by Ariel J called Open the Blinds. And she's actually an artist who really just has a lot of positive messaging in her music. So I thought this might be a good opportunity to share one of her songs, and if you relate to it, then go find her, go follow her. She's on SoundCloud, she's on Instagram, she's on Spotify as well, probably all your streaming apps, to be honest. But let's have a listen.
I know it get wild outside and you've been trying. Pray you open all your eyes, get you some silence. Pray that you can dry your eyes if you've been, yeah. Pray that you can wait your turn, wait on your timing. Pray that you can put you first and not behind them. Pray that you can find some peace inside your mind and pray that you get all you need, I pray you find it. Yeah. And I pray for your healing. I pray that you can finally put some words to what you're feeling. I pray for your success, I pray you don't forget your mission. I wish you no regrets, I wish you life without a limit. Life without a limit, yeah. I pray for your healing. I pray that you can finally put some words to what you're feeling. I pray for your success, I pray you don't forget your mission. I wish you no regrets, I wish you life without a limit. Life without a limit. I
fall on the sun shining. Lost my mind a couple times, but I found it. Cut off my old things, fantastic. Cut off some of my old ways. Lost my mind a couple times, but I found it. Cut off my old things, bad timing. Cut out some of my old ways to start grinding. My phone on D&D, the sun shining. Lost my mind a couple times, but I found it. Cut off my old things, bad timing. Cut out some of my old ways to start grinding.
And so that was Ariel J.
Vibes, vibes. I like the I lost my mind, but I found it.
Yes.
Yay.
And yeah, that line that like put the phone on D&D and was like, you know, I started doing that at a certain time. Like, so I think it's 11 o'clock between 11 and I think it's 11 and 8 a.m. between 11 p.m. and 8 a.m. Not that we like I wake up earlier than 8 a.m., but I don't want my phone beeping and buzzing and whatnot. Granted, if anyone calls you twice back to back, it will go through because that the phone views that as an emergency or potential emergency. But otherwise, like, no, this is my time out.
Oh, I
Like,
like that. I never considered that, but that's something else. That's a good proof of thought.
yeah, and so I really like that. I'm here for the neo soul. I'm here for just yeah, because the other thing too, I was kind of doing. I think it's on Sundays. Actually, the this morning when I started working too, I just had classical music playing in the background because it was my first day back at work, and I was just like, let me mentally prepare to go through these 286 unread emails, while like also just replying to as it's still coming in and replying to the all the Teams messages. I was just like, I just want a vibe that's just like everything's gonna be okay, nothing's gonna be overwhelming, you know, and just like have that vibe, and it really does change how you start your day, address your day, and end your day. to be
Yo, I'm
honest.
telling you, it's the power of intention. People take it lightly, but yo, if you just take that moment to intend, take that moment to put a word out, one, you're letting your spirit know that you're acknowledging that it's there, and you're like, hey, thanks for being here, and just letting you know, if you could just, be around today, guide my day, it'd be really appreciated. Thanks, and the spirit's like, cool, I'm here for you, no problem. So.
Yeah. And before I get into trivia, because trivia is back, when I get into that social media gone wrong, or gone wild, I should say, that whole praying for that healing and stuff, I came across another post where it was a British black girl, and you know when someone's responding to a question that's being asked, and so she's British, and she a black British girl who had moved to the US. And so someone had asked her, because I'm assuming it's another post that she had put beforehand, and they asked her, like, well, if you're not dating black men in Britain, like, who do you date? And so she was saying how, well, in Britain, she's not considered the standard of beauty, and black men don't go for her because she's a darker skinned black woman. And they've made it known to her, and they've made it known to her that she's not desirable or pretty or all these different things. So she dated anything but, like, so just white men and other. And so she was saying she was kind of thankful to the US, because when she came to the US, she finally started dating black men. That's when she finally started dating black men for the first time in her life. And I really just want to pray for healing for our people, because for it to be 2024 and this colorism still being such a huge problem, this idea of what standard beauty still being a problem within our people, I understand it's going to take time for it to be eradicated, but I think we have a responsibility to not propagate it. And we have a responsibility to, if you feel that way and you have your preference, you're perfectly allowed to, but you cannot use your preference as a right to put down someone else. So you can't be like, well, I like white women because black women are ugly. That does not work. What
Yeah.
that is mutually exclusive, right? So at the very minimum, we need to stop that rhetoric as a people, and we need to heal from that, because that colonialism absolutely did a number when it came
Yeah,
to.
you're talking about it now. We're blessed. We're gonna have our sister Nadia Diamond join us. And it's funny because actually as we close the show today, we're going to be closing the show with MCD Solo's track In My Feels as well.
All right.
Yes.
It's been a minute. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, go ahead. All I was saying, yeah. So like I had mentioned, so we are blessed to have Nadia that's joining us. So we do have her online. Nadia, thank you for being on with us today.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
Good. So now, so you're coming in for a fun segment, and then we're going to take a moment to let people know about what you have coming up this week. So Gina, I'll cede the floor back to you.
Trivia's back, and I don't know if you guys remember, but the last couple weeks when we were doing trivia, we needed to know if we were smarter than a fifth grader, a fourth grader. Did we do third grader? I don't remember if we did third grader.
I don't know, but I was losing right across. It was terrible.
But this week, we're about to find out if you're smarter than a sixth grader. Are you ready?
Let's try.
Ready.
Okay.
You got to give that the rules. Oh, do we have rules for
Well,
this one, actually?
yes, because I do have multiple choice questions,
Okay.
but what I will do is I will give you guys a first chance to get 2 points if you can name the answer before I provide the multiple choice questions. And if not, you get 1 point if you guess the right multiple choice question.
Sounds
Now,
good.
first one to the punch gets the point. All right.
Okay.
Okay, and I think I have 10 questions. Yeah, I believe it's 10. So, which does a meteorologist study?
Meteorologist,
Meteors.
medias.
Nadia, you said meteors. What'd you say there?
I said meteors as well.
Meteors. Okay, that is incorrect. I will give you the options. A meteorologist studies rocks, weather, planets, or birds.
Rock.
Planets.
That is both incorrect. It's the weather.
What?
Ah, c'est vrai, c'est vrai, c'est le média, c'est vrai. Oh my God, it's true.
La météo, la météo.
Météo, c'est météo.
Yo, la météo, t'as raison.
It's true, the meteorologist. Oh my God, j'ai pas compris vite. Okay.
This is what it does to you, though. This is what these trivias do to you. All right. So question number two. How many planets in our solar system are smaller than Earth?
Six.
Six for Nadia, four for Pharaoh. Both are incorrect. For 1 point, here are the options. Well, we obviously know it's not four. So four, two, zero, or three?
Three.
Three, yes, that's correct. A point for Nadia. Three planets are smaller than the planet Earth.
Which ones?
Yeah, you know I was going to get into it. Mars, Mercury, and Venus are all three planets that are smaller.
Mars, Mercury, c'est vrai.
Seriously? I thought Venus was bigger than Earth.
Well, you know, because it's giving female energy. So I guess.
Yo, that's what I'm saying. Damn.
Worker bees are... Oh, well, this one I can't... I have to give you the multiple choice questions, but are worker bees male or female?
Worker bees?
Male.
Male.
Incorrect. They are females.
What? Damn.
Yep.
Worker bees?
Worker bees are females. Yep. So you guys know... Do you know how the queen is created?
Oh, okay. We should rest the worker bee.
No, I don't.
So the queen is created because the bees around them decide who's going to be a queen bee. And then they feed them, they feed them a special, not the honey, but whatever. They feed that bee more and more so she can become bigger. And then she will be the one to produce the larvae. And normally the males are the one who protect. And the women are the one who are worker bees, if memory serves.
Wow, nice to know.
Yes. So, question number three. Yes, question number three. The Isles of Man lie between which two European countries?
What is it? The question again?
The Isles of Man.
So, like the islands of men.
Okay.
Okay, wait, repeat the question again. One more time from the top.
So the Isles of Man lies between which two European countries? For 2 points, you can give me, you can choose two countries or we can go straight to multiple choice questions.
Italy and Spain.
You said Italy and Spain, Pharaoh?
Yeah.
Nadia, do you want to give it a guess?
I'll go with the multiple choices.
All right. It is not Italy and Spain. Your choices are between England and Ireland, between Norway and Denmark, between Italy and Poland, or between Ireland and Germany.
Ireland and Germany?
So Ireland and Germany for Nadia.
And what was the first one you had said? Because I didn't catch it.
England and Ireland, Norway.
England and Ireland.
Okay, so England and Ireland is your choice, Pharaoh?
Yes.
It is England and Ireland.
Woo!
Yeah. The thing is, I don't think there are any islands between Ireland and Germany or Italy and Poland, but Norway and Denmark, I would have been my trip up on that too, though.
Wow.
Next question. Are we ready for some math?
Always.
All right.
Great.
What is 8/10 as a decimal?
8/10 and a decimal?
Mm-hmm.
Zero.
Am I wrong? 0.008. So, Farah, you're saying 0.008, and then essentially, Nadia, you're saying 0.8, so 0.8. It is 0.8, so 2 points.
What?
Tenths. So you know the first number after the decimal, that's your tenth. The second number after the decimal, that's out of 100, and then out of 1,000, blah 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 blah. Yeah.
Crushing.
Next question. The periodic table has how many elements?
52.
52 elements for Pharaoh. That is your number. Nadia, do you have a number?
I'll go with the multiple choices.
Multiple choices? 52 is not the correct number. So the multiple choices are 118, 120, 110, or 135.
What's the first one?
118, 120, 110, or 135?
It'll be 135.
135 for Nadia.
I went 120.
Sorry, you went what?
You said 120.
You said 120, Pharaoh? That is incorrect. It's 118.
Sorry.
It's 118.
Okay, sorry. 118?
118, yeah.
Damn.
Next question. Which type of medication will fight bacteria but not a virus?
Tylenol.
Okay, Tylenol says...
Oh, you said what kind of medication?
What type of medication will
fight... I would put the multiple choices.
Multiple choices?
Wait. No, wait. I need the question again.
Which type of medication will fight bacteria but not a virus?
Antibiotics.
Antibiotics is correct.
Woo!
Yes. Next question. Which ancient civilization had the practice of foot binding?
Foot binding?
Mm-hmm.
Ancient civilization?
Mm-hmm.
What continent?
Do you want multiple choice questions and you would like to focus with the 2 points?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So was it in ancient Egypt, ancient Mesoamerica, ancient Peru, or ancient China?
Can you repeat the question again, please?
So which ancient civilization had the practice of foot binding? So binding of the feet, and they would bind the feet and toes. So... All of these places have ancient in front of them. So Egypt, Mesoamerica, Peru, or China?
I think it's China. Mesoamerica.
Mesoamerica for Pharaoh and China for Nadia?
No. I want to know where is Mesoamerica?
I'm assuming the Americas before they were the Americas.
All right. I'm going to go away Americas.
Okay. And you said China?
But I'm kind of feeling Peru too, though.
Still, I take out, yeah, right. I'm feeling Peru and China, but it's okay.
You know, I'm feeling Peru and America, but all right, I'm gonna go with America.
That's okay. America for Pharaoh, and I'm sorry, Nadia, did we say Peru or did we say China?
I'm trying to figure it out, man.
She said China. Let's go.
China? Well, always go with your gut, Nadia, because it is ancient China.
Thank what? You.
Yo, it's ancient China.
I heard
you guys
nothing.
Never remember how they want to make the feet look super small?
Yeah,
like the king's fetish or something like that. Liking little small feet, yeah. Small feet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the whole thing in China, and they couldn't even walk. But,
they
yeah.
they make they have this thing they do in China is that they wear their shoes smaller than their feet size because they don't want them to have bigger size.
Wow, gross.
I'm good. I'm not bad, huh?
I know. Not at all. Oh, genius over there. Gosh.
All right. Next question. What is a human's average temperature? Now, you can give me a number, and the one closest to without multiple choices, I'll give it to you. If not, I'll give you the multiple choices, and you can choose between that. So on
Celsius,
average...
You want it Celsius or Fahrenheit?
Fahrenheit, please. Yes, Fahrenheit. What is the average human's average? What is a human's average temperature?
76.
76 Fahrenheit is what Pharaoh says. Nadia, do you have a guess?
What is it again? The question? Sorry.
The average temperature of a human.
What did you say, Pharaoh?
I said 76.
The average? That's too high, no?
I don't know. I just
Fahrenheit, not Celsius. This is Fahrenheit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I think I went for the multiple choices.
76 is incorrect.
All right.
So the multiple choices are, now let's listen closely. A, 96.8. B, 98.5. C, 98.6.
98.6.
97.2.
98.6. 96.8.
The correct answer is 98.6. You get the point, Nadia.
Thank you. I'm good.
Nadia, you're cheating. Stop it.
No, I'm not cheating.
She just had to hear it. And then the minute I said it, she dawned on it. She's like, oh, yeah, it's this. Which is crazy because you're considered to having fever once you've hit 100, once you've gone a little above 100. So you are literally at any point in time about 2 degrees. Yeah. Okay, final question. How many moons, how many phases does the moon have?
Six.
Pharaoh says six. Nadia, what's your guess?
I'll wait for the multiple choices again. Sorry.
Well, six is incorrect.
Okay, cool.
And I will give you three multiple choices because six was part of those options. Mm-hmm. So the options are 4, 10, or 8.
Eight.
Pharaoh, you say eight. Nadia?
I know. I took a class. I took a class on that stuff.
Yeah, you're googling. Stop it.
Oh no! No googling. No googling. Four, maybe.
Four. The correct answer is 8.
That's what I'm talking about. Fire for extra 2 points at the end to bring
it's
it all.
Not an extra 2 points. No, you said. You took six at first and I had to go multiple choices. So eight, there is the new moon, the waxing crescent, first quarter, waxing gibbous,
mm-hmm. full moon,
waning gibbous, third quarter, and waning crescent. And so...
Yeah, that's what I remembered.
Yeah. Nadia, congratulations. It is 5 to 4 points. You guys did really great for our first day back on trivia. So I'm really glad that came through.
Thank you.
Awesome. I grind, you grind, and sometimes we need to ungrind together. That's Ungrind My Gears with Gina the Great. We'd like to thank our special guests, Christine Denenmark and Tiger Phillip from Belmont Freetown. This episode is possible thanks to the awesome people at CKUT, the OFC, Drew in the studio, and the Caribbean Curry House. Do you have any shout-outs?
Yeah, definitely. Huge shout-out to West Camp Folk Performing Company, Belmont, and our sister Nadia, who are participating with us today. And just always a shout-out to the OFC community. It's a pleasure to be at your service, and it's awesome to see how the community is coming together and supporting community. I wish you guys an amazing rest of your week.
And I'd also like to shout out Nadia, because anyone who's out there being a warrior for our mental health and just our betterment of all is, a blessing from the Most High. So shout out to you, Nadia.
Thank you so much. Thanks.
And Nadia, you have any shout outs on your side?
I want to shout out to everyone that's listening to this show. You guys are doing amazing. Thank you for this trivia. It helps me going back and get some more knowledge, because at the age we are right now, I need more knowledge, but it's nice to go back and play this game. Really, it's amazing. Thank you for having me in the show. Thank you so much. Thank you. I have nothing else to say. Thank you.
Right, beautiful people. So like I had said, sit back, enjoy, like I do, by the one and only M City Solo.
Psycho crazy.
Blind.
Can't nobody love you like I do. Can't nobody love you like I do.
Nobody.
I know you know you know it, girl. It's true. I know you know it, girl. It's true. Can't nobody love. love me like you do. Can't nobody love me like you do. I know it, girl, it's true. I know it, girl, it's true. Oh, why we tell these lies? You didn't think I'd realize that things done change. We are not the same. I just wanna know why we playing all these games. I don't know. I just want that old thing, man. I just want my twin flame, man. Instead, we go in tit for tat. I hurt you, then you hurt me. Hurt you, then you hurt me back. Can't nobody love you like I do. Can't nobody love you like I do. Nobody. I know you know you know it, girl. It's true. I know you know it, girl. It's true. Can't nobody love me like you do. Can't nobody love me like you do. Nobody. I know, girl, it's true. We keep on snapping, explosion, waiting to happen. Anger mixed with passion, started off passive. Now we overreacting, damn, this is what happens when Cupid only grazes. Cause we loving each other in phases. You see, first it was so intense, now it's Jordan under defense. Faded, outside nice, inside tainted, plated. I really do hate this. What am I saying? What am I thinking? She held me down when everyone was shifting. She stayed right there when everyone went missing. She gave an ear when no one else would listen. Damn, what am I thinking? Yeah, I really should fix this. Cause can't nobody love you like I do. Can't nobody love you like I do. Nobody. I know, you know it, girl, it's true. I know, you know it, girl, it's true. Can't nobody love me like you do. Can't nobody love me like you do. I know it, girl, it's true. I know it, girl, it's true.
Kings and Queens, this was the OFC Podcast Radio with Pharaoh Hammond Freeman, Queen Kaya, and myself, Gina the Great. We're on every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on CKUT 90.3 FM. Hopefully you got your dose of entertainment, enlightenment, and empowerment. Stay blessed and highly favored.
OFC Podcast Radio.